Thank you, Joy. The psalmist said, "Be still and know that I'm God." Sometime, and especially in our society today, everybody is moving so fast, nobody stops to get still before the Lord like they should sometime, and I think that's necessary. I really do. Thank you for that special, Joy. Tonight, I'm going to ask Brother Terry Donahue to come up and introduce a missionary that's with us. He graduated our college. He has gone over to the mission field and actually started some ministries called Landmark over there. Brother Terry will tell you all about it. Brother Zhang, I believe you graduated in 2003. Any college students left, there is hope for you after graduation. He's done faithful. God's blessed him, done a great work on the mission field. Brother Terry, you come and tell a little bit about it.
Thank you, preacher. You know, that song was perfect for his life. You know, there was a little story I heard one time. It says, when the accusers start accusing, don't think that you're losing. Go on and preach the word. Amen. And this man had some rough time. He had some accusations against him, not moral in any way, but people were jealous because a man came to his church wearing a Seventh-day Adventist shirt, and it was reported back to the States, to his supporting churches, that he had an ecumenical service. You know how many times we've had Mormons come in here and sit in the church? We're not ecumenical. And the fact that he is not either. But God took a hold of his heart. I made a trip over there early in January to make sure that things were right with the orphanage, with the Bible college, and all these areas. And I found not one place where it was wrong. God intervened, and he stood still. I said to him, "What are you going to do now?" He says, "Brother, what can I do?" He says, "Every penny of my support is gone, gone." And he said, "My wife was having a baby 2 weeks later." He said, "My mother died, my father died, and here I am. What do I do?" And he says, "All I can do is keep on serving God. If I have no money, if I have nothing at all in support, I'm going to continue on." And bless God, I've been at his college. I've preached there. My wife has been there with me. And we saw the miracles of God working in his life. And this is Dr. Zam Tang, my good friend in Burma. Because of him, I have a ministry in Southeast Asia. Amen. He was a student and told me, "You got to go and see it." And I went there and had my heart broken. Brother?
Okay, thank you very much. First of all, I really thank God and thankful to Pastor Carter and Brother Terry Donahue. And here I meet my teachers, Pastor Carter and Dr. Pete and Brother Terry Donahue and Brother Bradley and also Brother Hill. They all are my teachers. I came in 1999 and graduated in 2003. So Pastor Carter taught me pastoral theology just behind the tower at his old house, you know. There we took class and he taught pastoral theology. And I'm really thankful that I could get education from here and went back in 2005 and start the ministry. Thank God that since 2005, the Lord helped me to start 4 local churches in 3 different states in Burma. And as you know, Burma is between India, China, and Thailand. The population is over 50 million people are there. The size of the country is just like Texas state, you know. And the country is Buddhist country and ruled by military. It's very difficult when I start over there. Thank God that the churches are still doing good. At the same time, from 2006, we start a Bible college. We name it as Landmark Baptist Bible College. And also we name the 4 local churches as Landmark itself. And the Lord helped me. And every year we have a graduation service. And Brother Terry came all the time, and he preached it in the graduation service. And next month, at the end of June, we are going to open again our Bible school. That's why I'm going again in Burma, June 19. Now I have 2 more weeks only. So please pray for me. And at the same time, the Lord helped me to work in these 4 churches. And in each church, I put 2 preachers. One is the senior and one is the assistant. And these 8 preachers are the product of our Bible college in Burma. As I am a product of a Bible college from here, I produce some preachers in Burma also. And since 2006, the Lord helped us to start orphanage also. Brother Terry is a great help in the orphanage. We have 2 orphanages, one in Kalimil and one in Yangon. So far, the Lord gives us a food every day to eat and water to drink, and the kids have education. This year, all of our kids passed their final exam. And last year, from our orphanage, one girl finished her high school with 2 distinctions. And now he's in engineering college, And the government also helped her a scholarship just like $60 every month, that is. And from Kalimu, from our orphanage, 2 girls, they finished their high school and finished their college, and now they got a job in the government school. They are teaching in the government school, And they got married, have children. And sometimes they give their tithes and offering to our church also, And at the same time, in the Bible college, we are working with 4 other co-workers. And these, the co-workers also from our church and from the product of our Bible college itself. So I really thank God that the Lord helped us through the ministry from here so that I can work in Burma also. So Burma is, as you know, a Buddhist country.
Okay, yes.
I know. He told me speak a little bit slow, Let me
speak. Yeah. I want to say something.
Yeah, okay.
He had lost all his support, and we helped him get back here to the country to go into the churches that he had worked hard for 3 years on deputation, and it was gone just like that. But now he's up to 65% of that support coming back. Churches are standing behind him. And so all he has to do now is raise his money to get back home, and he'll be fine, But but just pray for him. I wanted to jump in to tell you folks, pray for him, because miracles are on the horizon with his ministry.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I want to tell that one. So, yes. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Just 2 more minutes, Yes. So actually, in this trouble time, I don't know how to handle. But my church, all of my church members pray, our orphans pray, my family pray, in the midst of that. So for the air ticket cost, that's like $1,400. And Brother Terry helped me. $500, and I borrow $1,000 from my relatives, and I could come over here. And when I came back over here, my sending church and my churches, when they know, they just took me back, and now I am on 65%, and now I am very anxious to go back also, And I'm not a single man, I have 5 children, three boys and 2 girls. And the eldest one is 11 years old, and the youngest one is a boy, 4 months only. So that is, thank you so much. At the same time, for me, it's the first time standing in the pulpit. So when I study over here, no time to stand here, working in the work scholarship, security, digging the ground, and sweeping the parking lot, whole night, security, no sleeping, And also, a pastor brother, Harvey Carter, is my boss. I follow him, pest control all the time. sometimes entering under the house and just spraying pests and all things. And today I did not see him. He's sick, so I will be praying for him. So thank you so much.
He wouldn't be a Baptist if he could stop on time. That's okay. I know Brother Terry was a little worried about it, but that was fine, Brother Zam. And we got some memories of him working around here and doing good in the college. And he's had a great ministry over there. Now, what they're referring to, some guy went over there and started bad-mouthing the ministry on cyberspace. That's going on all over the place. I'm being attacked on it. And some of you folks, you ought to quit living in that world and get in the real world. But anyway, it hurt his support real bad, because when a report comes back that a missionary is not doing right on the field, we pastors can't go over and check ourselves. Now, we're blessed. We have Brother Terry Donahue to go over. We have Brother Scotty Drake to go over to the mission field, so we get direct reports. We know what's going on. But there was some discord sowed, not on his ministry, but reporting back. And I had one or two preachers call me, Brother Terry, and I said, hey, we're still back this man. We believe he's doing a good job, because we have a man going over checking on things. And so pray for him and come by the office, and we'll approach the bookkeeping department on helping getting him a plane ticket back. Now, it's awful to go in the bookkeeping department and ask for money. That's dangerous. But we'll do what we can to try to help out there. Amen? How many of y'all know what I said? That's the truth, right? All right. Several of the staff shaking their head. That's for sure. All right. We appreciate the testimony. And be praying for you, Brother Zam. And he's got a new baby now, and several in the family, and doing a great job over there. Tonight, we're also blessed to have one of ours that goes back with us quite a long ways. Kevin Mann dropped in to see us here for a few days. Kevin might tell you himself, and most of you know his testimony. He came in church in the old building over here before we ever even got in this one, and got saved, and he was in a hippie band, and all the bad stuff that went with it. But he really got saved and served the Lord. And for a long time, not only was on staff, but for a long time was our song leader. For the last number of years now, he's had voice trouble. I believe it's a tiny bit stronger than it was for a while. Now, we're still praying about that. But I'm going to ask Brother Kevin to come up and share a little bit with us. And he's still serving the Lord faithfully there in Texas. Amen.
Well, amen. Amen. I'll try to talk loud so that you can understand this old ragged voice. I appreciate from the bottom of my heart the ministry here at Landmark Baptist Church. And I wanted to tell Brother Jeff Cruz and Miss Julie Pitts that I did glue my teeth in tonight. So I won't be spitting those out like I did one time. Boy, we was leading the singing and just having a good time. And boy, I went to hit a note and my teeth went bonk. That's embarrassing. The service was over. Brother Carter just sat there and laughed. He couldn't say anything. Well, I think he did say something. He did say, that's what you call putting your teeth into it. Something like that, you know. But I don't know how long you've been here. I don't know how long you've been saved. And I don't know what you experience when you come upon the property. You know, I don't know if you see the school across over that 10 acres that used to be nothing but an orange grove. I don't know if you see this auditorium that was built, or the extension. I don't know what you see. But whenever I drive on the property, my eyes and my heart goes to the little building at the end of this parking lot. Because that little building was where I gave my heart to Christ. That's where Brother Mickey Carter led me to Christ, preaching the Word of God, just like he always has. Didn't look anything like it does now. I mean, it was just a plain Jane. And I remember walking through that back door. I was a dope head, long-haired hippie. Played drums and sang in rock and roll bands. I walked through that back door. And that first time I'd ever really been in a church, and that aisle looked like it was 100 miles long. My sister Linda and her husband Sonny were saved in the Carl Hatch revival meeting. Brother Carter and Brother Hatch went out to their house, led them to Christ, and so they started after me. You need to come to church. They knew what kind of life I was living. I'm not proud of that. They knew what kind of hell I was raising. I'm not proud of that. But they kept after me. You need to come to church. You need to come to church. You need the Lord. Well, after finally Easter Sunday come around, and I told him, I said, if you'll leave me alone, I will promise I will come and visit. Well, I came that Sunday morning, and don't know what Brother Carter preached on. I knew it had something to do with hell and sin, and I was guilty of all that. And he said something about Jesus and about salvation and about redemption and about rescue, and I needed some of that. But as soon as they bowed their heads to pray the prayer, I shot out the back door. I ran for cover. The Holy Ghost of God had convicted my soul of what I was, a lost, hellbound sinner. And so as soon as the heads was bowed, I ran. And I knew that they had visitation on Thursday nights. And so I was not home on Thursday night. I made sure I had something to do. But the very next Sunday, for some unknown reason, I decided I've got to go back. And I walked into that little church. And I heard the gospel for the very first time that I can remember. I heard about hell, and I heard about sin, and I heard about eternity, and I heard about redemption, and I heard about that there was a remedy. And whenever they bowed their head to pray, I walked forward. I couldn't turn and run. I had to walk forward. And the personal worker took me by the hand, and we knelt, and he showed me from the Word of God how that I could trust Christ as my Savior. Never been the same since. Amen. Never been the same since. Amen. If you ever get really born again, you'll never be the same again. Amen. And so whenever I drive on the property, I see the little building. And my mind goes back, and it walks down that little aisle, and it stands on that little platform, and it sees that little baptistry, and my heart cries out, oh God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for saving an old dope head like me, for saving an old wretch like me. That's where my heart goes. It's not this building. I love this building. I helped put the roof on it. It's not the school gymnasium, and it's not all that property. It's not the Spanish church. It's not all that. My heart parks right over there at the end of the property where the little church is. That's where I came to Christ. Now, I'm not going to fuss at you if you're think about this building when you come on the property, because you might have been saved right here at this altar. I'm not going to fuss about you or at you if you think that the school or the Spanish church is predominant in your heart. But I want you to know that that little building at the end of the property is where my heart rests, is where my soul rests. And listen, it's not over until the trumpet sounds. It's not over. Those that started that little church, they had a vision, and it was because of their work and because of their sacrifice and because of their giving that this is here. Right. It's because of their sacrifice that Brother Carter was able to come in January. of 71. I was saved April of 72. It's not over. Everything you put into this ministry is for those that have never darkened the door of this church building. Right. Everything that you put into this ministry is for those that are still out, lost and undone, without God and Son. Maybe on drugs, God knows. But there's others out there that need salvation. There's others out there that need redemption. They need the remedy. And they can get it here. Keep giving.
Yes.
Keep being faithful. 1 Corinthians says that whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Right. What you give now is not for you. It's for those that are yet to come.
Right.
That door that you knock right now is not for you. It's for that broken heart that's inside of that door.
Right.
We have to get our eyes and our minds off of us and get our minds and our eyes upon the lost and upon those that are going to a devil's hell.
Yes.
Just like I was headed there.
Amen.
But I heard the gospel. It still works.
Yes.
It still works. Book of Esther tells us that Mordecai told Esther, he said, you don't know that maybe even that you might have come to the kingdom for such a time as now.
Right.
You might be here now at Landmark Baptist Church for such a time as now.
Right.
Not for you, but for those that are still yet to come.
Right.
Not for your family, but for that family that's lost in sin, and their daddy's a drunkard, and the mother's a harlot, and the kids are dirty, and they're on drugs. There's others out there that need the gospel.
Yeah.
Give. Do. Hold fast.
Yes.
Serve God.
Amen.
David said in Psalm 142, one of my favorite verses, says, I looked on my right hand and there was nobody. I looked on my left hand, there was nobody. No man cared for my soul.
Yeah.
Would you care for someone's soul?
Amen.
Would you be that one that would care for someone's soul? Would you be the one that would make a difference in that individual, in the life of that individual, that you could bring them to Christ and could change not only their life, not only their eternal destiny, but you can change their entire family dynamics for generations and generations.
Right.
Brother Carter led my sister to the Lord. Through her, I came to the Lord. And through me, my children have come to the Lord. My boy is a Baptist preacher, amen. And he gets it after his mama. But God's good.
Amen.
We're serving that little church there in Fort Worth. We go out knocking doors every day. We pass out tracts. We have door hangers, and we'll just go door to door. If nobody's home, we'll just hang a door and just keep on going. I think I put out over 5,000 door knockers last year. Won souls to Christ. It can still be done.
Right.
If you'll go and do it.
Right.
You know, I said I retired at 62 as at 62 3 years ago, and I said, Lord, I've been in the ministry full time, always have been. Hey, when you get saved, you're always in the ministry full time.
Right.
You might have a job, but you're always in the ministry full time. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Well, he said, well, I want you to go hang door hangers on doors.
Yeah.
On the front side is the church information. And on the backside is the gospel of the Lord Jesus, the simple plan of salvation. And we hang those doors every day. We knock on doors if we can catch somebody home. You can do that. How many of you walk around your property or around your neighborhood at least once a week? Rest of your line. You know what? If you just go once a week and take a handful of door hangers and go up to every door. You don't even have to ring the bell. And just put a door hanger on that door. And just quietly go down to the next door. Number one, you're going to get your exercise. Number two, you might luck up and get somebody born again. Amen. But whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. So I want to thank you, Landmark. I want to thank you for holding to the stuff, for holding fast, for being instant in season and out of season to stay by the stuff. There's generations that are depending on you. There's people in Haines City, Winter Haven, Lake Wales, all around Polk County that need the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 2 says, who will have all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. Look with me, if you would, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I want to thank you for staying by the stuff. I want to thank you for holding fast to that which is good. I want to thank you for standing fast and holding the traditions which you have been taught. I want to thank you for holding fast the form of sound words. I want to thank you for holding fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. And I want to thank you for holding fast without wavering. The Lord told the church of Philadelphia in Revelation 3, he said, hold fast that which thou hast. You can be a Philadelphia church. You don't have to be a Laodicean church. Jesus said, hold fast that which you have. But look in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I want to read a few verses that spoke to my heart and hopefully will do yours also. Verse 15 says this, Paul writing, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God. Now, what did he say? He said, all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace shared upon others, that the abundant grace received by others might through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God. I'm up here thanking God tonight for you and for the ministry of Landmark Baptist Church because of what has happened in my life. Paul said, for all things that are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many. There are many out there that are wanting to give thanks. There are many out there that want to rebound to the glory of God. There are many out there, and they don't even know they're lost. They need to be shown. They need to be helped. They need to be won. Look what he says in verse 16. For which cause, in other words, the glory of God, and those that are giving thanksgiving to God for everything, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, oh yeah, it's hard to come on visitation on Thursday nights. Yeah, it's hard to come out here on Saturday. Yeah, it's hard to give up that offering every week. Yeah, it's hard, but look at what he said. It's a light affliction. It's a light affliction, and it's just but for a moment. Look, and I've been saved 46 years in April. It's just gone like that. Just gone like that. And it's another 46 is going to be gone just like that. Whatever you do today is going to be gone just like that. Do it to the Lord. It says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Paul's saying God's going to pay you back. Now look at this. This is the verse I want you to look at. While we look not at the things which are seen, it's not this building, it's not those buses, It's not the Sunday school space. It's not the school. It's not the choir. He says, while we look not on the things which are seen, everything that you can see, but the things which are not seen. The souls of men, that's eternal things. Salvation to the lost, that's eternal things. And he said, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal. This building is going to go up in flames one day. Thank God it's still thriving. Thank God it's still alive. Thank God there's still people coming and giving and working and supplying the need here. But one of these days, it's going to be over. At the second advent, the Lord's going to descend, and he's going to descend with fire, with brimstone. And at the end of the millennial reign, the Lord's going to burn it all up.
Right.
And he's going to start over. Paul said, we look not at the things which are seen. Don't put your eyes on the temporary. Don't put your eyes on the physical. Put your eyes on the Lord. Put your eyes on that which is spiritual. Put your eyes on that which is eternal. Paul said, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You can see my body is temporal. You can't see my soul. It's eternal. Listen, there's people begging and their hearts crying for relief. And listen, when I came to the Lord, you didn't have to convince me of being a sinner. Man, I was proud of my sin. I reveled in my sin, just like some of you. But I was empty. And every time I tried another drug, every time I tried something else, I was trying to fill that void that was in my heart. And only God can fill that void in your heart. And within you is a God-shaped vacuum. And only Jesus Christ can fill that vacuum. I came to the Lord. He saved me. There's other dope heads out there that he wants to save. Keep giving. Keep coming. There's so many churches, fundamental independent Baptist churches, don't even have a Wednesday night, and a lot of them are closing down on a Sunday night. God forgive us. God help us. God forgive us for being so slack. Listen, you come and you support and you give and you hold fast those things which you are taught. Somebody else needs to be where you're sitting. Somebody else needs to walk through those doors just like you did. Some other dope head needs to walk into a little church and walk down the aisle and receive Christ as Savior. Give. Hold fast. Don't waver. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit.
Yes.
Don't quit. Souls are in the balance. Souls are in the balance. Don't quit. Go that extra mile. Don't quit. Don't quit. Hold fast. Don't waver. Don't quit. Somebody needs you. Somebody needs this place. Somebody needs this man of God. Somebody needs what you're doing. God bless you. Brother Carter.
Let's stand with our heads bowed. I believe we heard from the Lord tonight. Both these messages. Gonna just give a little opportunity for an invitation. Maybe the invitation ought to be somebody who was thinking about cutting back or quitting. Or maybe the devil's even been whispering in your ear, is it really worth it? I want to say to you it is. 40-something years ago, Kevin walked that aisle and got saved, and oh, he was such a blessing. Lord's work still is knocking doors with the same fire and zeal that he started off with when he got saved. One of the dangers is growing cold, growing lax. We got to watch out for it, folks. Not lose that first love. Father, may you add your blessing to the message. And if there's somebody here that needs to walk the aisle tonight to be saved, Father, it could be another Kevin out there, maybe in Radio Land or somewhere else. But Lord, I pray that you'd help us not to quit, because there's plenty of others out there still needs to hear. Bless the invitation. Maybe somebody needs to make a big decision tonight. Pray that you'd lead them in it, in Christ's name. Amen. We'll sing. Whatever God's asked you to do, you do it.
I have decided.